Okay, you're back Love on the Talk air.
Radio.
Mind-blowing decisions. You're back on the air with Mind-Blowing Decisions with your host, Nishan Thornton, and your co-host tonight, Gigi Watson. We had a technical difficulty. Let me tell you, we just had human error. I messed up tonight, and that's all right. In the studio, I'm trying to recover from it. I have just excited about what we're talking about. We are talking about young love versus old love, part three. Is it okay to be a cheater? Gigi got some great questions. We lost a caller, and I apologize to you, caller. If you're there, call us back. I believe your area code is 701. Give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. Join the conversation and dial 323-642-1569. Gigi, I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor. I'm going to check these calls, and you just come on with what we were talking about. Let's just bring it, all right? You got the floor.
All right. Hi, Gigi Watson again. I'm talking about good cheaters, bad cheaters. Like I was saying, if you want to be in a relationship, just be in a relationship. But if you want to cheat, you'll need to be in a relationship because it will cause the person right there to be hurt and sometimes suicide, and you want to sleep with a whole lot of people. That's not right either because you cause disease. Excuse me, I'm nervous.
Coming in tonight. All right, we got some callers on the line tonight, in which I apologize for interrupting anything that's going on the air tonight. Tonight has kind of been hectic, but it's good. Guys, going to get the glory out of this. We're talking about some important things that unfortunately we have to face sometimes. We're talking about young love, old love. Part three, this has been a topic that's been on my sister's heart. We need to talk about it. These are things that our family members are facing, you know, facing in the church. We're facing different difficulties in our marriages. We're talking about if, you know, you've been in marriage, you've been in relationships for, you know, from the time you was a youth to your growing up stages now, you know, how you handle the pressures and the, you know, the devastation of, you know, what they call a cheater. I have a different take on cheaters because I believe cheaters need to know that they're taking a test, but that's just my thinking. You know, I believe that infidelity is more appropriate. And, Pastor, you can chime in at any time and let us know how you feel about that. I believe that most definitely we are, you know, we are definitely talking about what's going on in life today. Caller,
is he on?
I don't know. I got some calls that dropped. You guys are on the air. If you'd like to introduce yourself, we appreciate you tuning in and listening, taking the time out your day. You're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships, and we're going to talk about it all, no matter how comfortable it is, uncomfortable it is, we're going to talk about it. So if you'd like to join us, just go ahead and just dive in, introduce yourself. Gigi, you had something on the table you were discussing. Go ahead and continue on, and if you guys want to chime in, please do so. We appreciate you.
How you doing? This is Jake. How you guys doing? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting someone right now.
No. Go ahead. What's your name, caller?
Awesome. My name is Jay LeBron. I'm out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a gospel artist out of Atlanta, Georgia. I do gospel hip hop, also a lot of business development and entrepreneurship. And I'm tuning in right now, and I'm coming alongside Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm a part of the winning team, and I just wanted to definitely touch bases with you guys. Don is always sending out all the special calls that are going on and segments that are going on. So I try my best to hop on and support and be able to touch bases with a lot of individuals across the world doing great things and uplifting our community. So I'm glad to be a part of the show this evening.
We appreciate you. We're so glad to have you and Pastor and the whole team, the whole family. You guys are family here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're still very young, and you know, we're working through it. So we appreciate your support, and we appreciate all the listeners out there. And keep tweeting, keep following us, and you know, let's talk off the air so we can get, you know, some information, others, you know, connect on the social sites so we can I can share out, you know, some of the things going on in y'all neck of the woods over there in Atlanta. We appreciate you so much.
That sounds phenomenal. Actually, the topic that you guys are talking about tonight, it touches me in a place because I'm actually in process of writing a book, and that book is entitled From Boys to Men. And that book is more of a male perception of how sexuality, in a sense, has been put in a place in the male society as more so of a conqueror situation, as more so of a separate entity from female to male, and how the actions of males, which since this is kind of the culture, have devastated so many families, so many people, caused so much pain across the world within our community and just human race, that there's been violence, there's been disappointments, there's been suicides, there's been so much trauma delivered to individuals' personality and also their self-esteem. I wanted to start this book and write this book because I feel like there hasn't been a male influence, and not even more so even in the church that talks about it. So I felt the need to pour out kind of my story and where I come from on the book and go from there. So this is a great topic for me to be involved in tonight.
Awesome. We truly appreciate you. I mean,
yes, we do.
Know, We look forward to from this boys to men. My co-host Gigi has shared some enlightenment tonight with me, which made me look at life a little bit different. You know, have a different perspective and a different respect now on you know, talking about cheaters, talking about infidelity, talking about the effects that it has on the other spouse or the other significant other, you know. Sometimes, you know, like, and we get real, real here, so you forgive us, you know, because we're just going to be our genuine selves. I am, as long as we acknowledge I am, I think that we're going to be okay. So we just take time to acknowledge him tonight and all his hope. But I say that to say that, you know, these are real issues that people deal with. I know Gigi and myself have talked about my husband is a traveler, you know, being a professional driver. And so I'm kind of not left alone, but I'm usually without him and he's usually without me because I'm a traveler as well. I'm being a travel professional. I travel. So we meet up in different cities and so forth. So there's a lot of time where we're not interacting with each other in the physical form. So these thoughts for other people may, you know, be hard to deal with. You know, these kind of, you know, this kind of lifestyle may be hard for someone to deal with, a traveling pastor, you know, or a speaker or so forth. You know, you write in books, that means that you'll be going on tours and, you know, you are, you know, are a song, you know, a songwriter, a performer, or artist, and, you know, so you're away from your family. And these things leave strains on the spouse or the significant other that's left at home. And so these are the things that we, you know, unfortunately have to face. And what do we do about that? Do we just be selfish and just go after what we want? Do we give into the lust of the flesh? Do we give into our thoughts and just, you know, be with someone? Or do we check ourselves and walk according after the
spirit? I want to jump out on that one. This is Miss P out of Reno, Nevada. And I want to say, you know, I'm a female entrepreneur. I'm very, very active in the music, you know, industry. I might wake up, you know, in Nevada, be in Chicago tomorrow, might be in Australia the day after. And it's kind of like if you go into a relationship already knowing what somebody's profession is and you're willing to take on that challenge from the beginning, on down the line in the middle of the relationship, it's totally unfair to have to put that person in a position where they have to make choices. Although when you're bonded and married, you guys are supposed to be able to talk about and at least come to some kind of conclusion of how you're going to meet each other halfway. And if you don't have a halfway mark, more than likely the relationship, the marriage, or whatever you got going on, it will probably not be successful. I heard what the young man was saying earlier about, you know, men becoming men and, you know, their positive influences and having black leadership or having leadership for male figures at all. We're not even getting, since Obama left, we don't even get that from the president. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like listening to all of this, but at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, what are your goals? You know what I mean? What are your goals? Because when I was sitting at home being the good housewife, and
right.
My relationship took me to where my relationship took me to where my significant other was always on the road, I started saying, well, hey, I got to start applying myself so I could be out there on the road. And now that I'm out there on the road, we don't, you know,
right.
That kind of problem don't even cross my mind anymore. I'm not even, you know, stressing off of that because I'm so busy trying to become something that I want to be. I'm not waiting on him to do it for me. You see what I'm saying? So that is
absolutely.
My input on it, you know, okay. That is mine.
Well,
I totally
like
agree.
On that.
I agree.
How you doing? I definitely would like to chime in on that. I think, you know, just touching on the lady's topic here about, you know, infidelity. And that was more of that, I guess, explaining when you're a businesswoman such as yourself and being on the road and having those thought processes that other individual could be cheating, that's very difficult to deal with. And I like kind of where the conversation was going, because just to chime in on that, if you've had a significant other, and this is just to stay on the topic, that was actually a traveler or entrepreneur, and that individual, while going on that cycle, ended up cheating. I don't know predominantly what the perspective is that the ladies had. I don't think that's been talked about yet, but essentially, after that point, if there's been some type of reconciliation of that relationship or an attempt for reconciliation, after that point, is it fair to try to keep that individual who had that fault, that has apologized for it and is looking to circumscribe them their desires or have circumscribed their desires? Is it a situation where that person should be, when they're traveling, made felt uncomfortable or continuously being checked on or monitored or needing to check in because that trust level has been broken? Or does there need to be some type of career change there to maintain the relationship? Which direction do you guys think that should go?
Absolutely. I love it. This is Nishan, your host. I just wanted to touch, just before I forget, I mean, there's so much good information, so many directions we can go with that, and we have limited time, and I just want to dive into just the end of that. Just though we have not touched on, you know, how it is for, I know from Ms. P, just knowing her, the time that I've known her, knowing myself, I'm being a serial entrepreneur and traveling a lot, you know, and having, like, you know, our lives where our spouses are just not, you know, with us on a regular basis. No, these are not things that we think about on a regular basis. And it may be different for a man, and it may be different for each one of us individually. I think that just comes with the personality that we
you know, that we are and what we expect. Because when you get a focus, when you get a goal, when you know who you are, I think that when you make that commitment to get into that relationship with that person, because, again, we're talking about cheating. And cheating to me, in my mind, implies that the person that someone knows that they're being tested. That happens through a dating process, getting to know one another. After you say your nuptials, I do's, or whatever you say, committing to one another before God and all of man, you know, and all the hosts of heaven, or wherever you witness that becomes a unit, right, a unity, you know, a bond that shouldn't be easily broken. But yet we have these things because we're committed only, you know, by a paper. We're not committed by spirit. We have not done the due diligence. It's a special anointing that comes on being a wife and then a husband. You know, we just walk in the earth different because we understand that we are one and that we're committed to each other, if that makes sense.
I'd like to interject on that because I want to say this. There are certain things that create those inner thoughts in your mind, because like you could have somebody on the road that calls you every day, all day, and say, hey baby, I'm just calling to check on you to make sure you're all right, stay on the phone with you until you both fall asleep, you know, talk, you know, video chat with each other. And then you have them ones that come back from a trip, and when their phone rings, they lay it face down, or they're, you know, they go on to sleep with it in their pocket, or you know, and I mean, all of a sudden they're doing all these new sex tricks. Let me finish. Or they're coming with some new sex, you know, stuff that they ain't never done. All of a sudden, they done came back with some new moves. I mean, those are the signs of cheating. Or all of a sudden you can't answer your phone. Or when you do answer your phone, you got to answer your phone and if you're in the bathroom or something. Or you're always sitting in the car when I talk to you. You know, these are things that as soon as you call, oh, I got to call you right back. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Those are all of the things that create that monster inside your head that something is really going on. And most of the time, you can bet if you're thinking that way and your intuition is driving you in that direction, follow it. Because God gave you that as a gift. It's called common sense. You know what I'm saying? Some women are overprotective. They man can't even go to the grocery store without them and come back and they're smelling their penis, excuse my language. But you can't even, some women are just like that. You know, but
wow.
I mean, when you're with a real woman that deserves the respect, you know, that she truthfully has earned and is, you know, got the common sense to look at situations and go by her intuition and say, hey, look, you know, I'm too smart for this. The game I'm not going to play. When you find yourself there, you'll never be back in this type of situation again. You know what I'm saying? Because you can only go as far as your heart allows you to.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever direction it takes you. So that's my last input. I'm going to let you have the floor, Michonne.
Thank you so much. Listen, you're not giving up to my girl. That's Miss P, man. She be laying it down. She's playing.
She sure did.
We want to give a floor to anyone else who have anything else on their heart they want to touch on about this conversation, something you're struggling with, something that you're trying to, somebody brought to you, and you didn't have the answer for them. Let's talk about it. Let's just get real tonight, and let's talk about it, because this is something people face on a regular basis, and sometimes they creep up on folks, like Ms. P was saying, that sometimes a situation is created by neglect, benign neglect, you know, they call it. And it's not because I intentionally mean to neglect you, baby. It's just that I got to go make this money. I got to get this hustle. I got to get this bread. And it's, you know, and the person feels some kind of way. Let's dive into that.
I like that. I agree with you on that, and that's one thing that I was going to talk about, because, you know, with having a long-distance relationship, in a sense, well, it could be considered a long-distance relationship if you're traveling. You know, when you're actually moving in regards to where God wants you to be and you have so many things that you could be doing, you can't sit on the phone and have these conversations. You can't FaceTime and talk all night. You know, so if you are doing that, then you're not moving in regards to really putting your real first foot forward or having your hustle turned up to the max. So, you know, I feel like sometimes even if a man isn't, you know, cheating, that those why aren't you talking to me and why aren't you calling me with this and this and that can still put a damper on a relationship when there's nothing going on. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there and figure out, you know, how individuals are feeling about that.
Anybody can dive in, chime in on it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to leave dead air time, so I'm going to speak on it. I think that you're absolutely right that when you're real busy, because, you know, I'm a road manager for assistance for the Legendary Village People. When I'm out working in another country, or we're doing something and we're on a whole different time schedule, and it might be 10 o'clock in the morning here and 1 o'clock in the morning where I am, and so I can't always call or do what I'd like to do, and I am as faithful as it comes. You know, if I'm not happy in a situation, I'm the one that's going to tell you, look, this is not working for me. I cannot sit up and fake it for you and pretend like I'm in love and I care about you. If I'm not happy in a relationship, I'm gone. We'll start stepping quick. But men, they have started to use these studio signs. I'm in the studio. And some of them don't come back, never have any completed projects. You know what I'm saying? They be in the studio forever. I'm like how long? Because I'm also a professional, so I've had my own recording studios and all this type of stuff. And I know I can get in the studio with somebody that is mainstream, and they can go into the studio and knock something out and come right out the booth, and it's done and over with. But when you're dealing with somebody for 2 or 3 weeks and tell you I'm working on this song, I'm still in the studio from day in to day night. You cannot answer your phone. You don't get a break. You don't get to stop to drink no water. You can't even send a text message. There's more to it than that. And when I say sit up on the phone, I mean when it's convenient for everybody. I'm not just saying, oh, this is something mandatory you have to do to show that you love me. But there's different things that you can do where you can express your love and your gratitude about your relationship. You know what I'm saying? Maybe when I wake up, there might be a rose on my phone with a text message, baby, I know I'm away from you, but I love you and I really miss you. I can't wait till you get home. Till I get home. That's enough to put, you know, a smile on a woman's face or even on a male's face, because I practice what I preach, okay? But on the note of you're saying that a person can't get their grind on, you know what I'm saying? There's no way anybody's going to tell me that with 24 hours in a day, you got to be coming home. I mean, the bank must be fat. I mean, we ain't got no problems or nothing. Money got to be coming in like crazy. If 24 hours a day, you can't answer your phone because you work. You know, and that's just real. You know, you can't text now. You can't talk.
Real
that's just,
talk.
That's my opinion.
Amen.
Listen,
amen.
You're listening
amen.
To Mind Blowing Decisions on Facebook Success Radio 101 FM. You're listening to Ms. T just breaking it down. And you guys, we thank you.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you so much for being in with us. If you got anything else you want to come in on, come on, let's break it down. We got a few moments to go.
Amen. Can I grab the floor, please, sister? It's Pastor Dondre,
yes,
CEO. I had to call in from my actual cell phone because I'm texting out everybody. And first off, greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to all the people on the panel. I did love what you said, Ms. P, and you was right. Very great wisdom. Shouts out to Sister Pearl, who put this whole platform together. She is always behind the scenes, and she is a matriarch. And, you know, a lot of times we get so lost from where we start out. Now, when we talk about these relationships, and I'm going to keep it 100 as a pastor, I see both sides of the coin. I see people cheating. I've cheated myself, and I'm not saying I've done it recently, but I've been married 4 times. And within my situation, I've counseled at least about 70 to 80 different couples. And it's sad when you're sitting at the Sunday dinner and you're looking at the wife and you're looking at the husband, and you know both sides of the story. You know the good, bad, and the ugly, because they're telling you, and you got to keep it cool, and everything is trying to be done while you're having Sunday dinner at their house. And you're blessing the house. So I say this to say, relationships are like water. They can be like vapor sometimes. It could be hard as ice. It could be running like a stream. But if the right nozzle and the right situation is put, and the right process and the right time is put into that relationship, it's going to work. But at the same instance, not every relationship is for everybody. What goes on behind two closed doors, two people know the real. The two people doing the business, and God knows the real on top. So no matter how much we want to we live in an age where we're digesting information at 280 characters every 15 seconds. There's 300 winning team members. Everybody has a different dream, a different ideal, a different goal, and a vision. With me bringing it all together as an engine, I have to sacrifice my time with my wife. I have to sacrifice the things that I want. Sometimes I don't even get to eat. Like, I mean, when I say eat, I'm talking about sit down and actually really enjoy a meal, where for 30 minutes I'm actually eating my food and letting it digest for 15 minutes after that. I don't have that luxury, but as us being a team and conglomerate, and shout out to Jay LeBron for coming on the show, shout out to King Monkey, and it's a whole bunch of other people that's up under the winning team that's here, but everybody has something different to bring to the table. No matter what we got, we are nothing without you, and we're important to your situation because we want other people to know about your platform so they can come and expound on their brands. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I could be reached at 818-358-5722. Sister, you have the floor. Thank you so much for your time. And
listen,
please,
guys,
shout out to one of the team.
So much, Pastor. We love you.
Thank you.
We got less than a few seconds. The show is over. Sorry. Time does fly. We have fun. We'll pick right back up on this right after Thanksgiving. You listen to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And we are out of here. We appreciate in 10 seconds. You guys have a great night. You be blessed and make good choices in this life.
Right.
Have a wonderful evening, guys. We love you.
Love you.
Okay.